On the Lifeline with us this morning is Yoni Alkan. Yoni, good morning to you.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Larry.
Nice to have you with us this morning. And I have to tell you, we've had some fun with this so far, talking about this interview forthcoming, the Un-Valentine's Day Cuddle Party, and particularly, Yoni, with you, a professional cuddler with Cuddlist.com.
That's correct.
What does the business card look like?
It says professional cuddler on one side, and on the other side, there's a picture of me hugging someone.
Well, that makes sense. And what is the actual, and I know this is like a certification, isn't it?
It is. So you mentioned Cuddlist.com, and they provide training and certification for one-on-one cuddling. I'm also a certified cuddle party facilitator, which runs events. That are called cuddle parties. And there's one coming up for Valentine's.
Yes, there is, on the 16th, so that's Friday, in San Francisco.
Right.
You know, you're also a sexual educator and sexual consultant, but for this purpose, the purpose of this interview, we're going to stick to the cuddling. And can you describe what a cuddle party is? Is it a big sex party or no?
That's a common question. The answer is no. This is a non-sexual event. So people get together and basically it's a 3 to 4 hour event.
Oh.
And the first hour we talk about consent. I give the rules of cuddle party and we talk and practice consent, which pretty much looks like learning and practicing how to ask for what you want. And how to say yes and how to say no, and how to receive a yes and how to receive a no. And we all practice that together.
You know, I know you're a doctor. Can I call you Dr. Cuddles? Does that work?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. You know, this seems kind of silly, but you guys are doing this great campaign at Cuddlist where you're trying to get funding so that you can help people with disabilities get cuddling therapy. I mean, that sounds so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, you can find that through iFundWomen. yes, we are now doing a campaign. It's amazing. Cuddling, we don't talk about touch in our culture because just like Pat mentioned, when we say touch, we automatically think about sex.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way. Touch has so many good traits. It really helps people heal. It lowers cortisol. It ups your oxytocin levels. It can do a lot of really good things. And what we are trying to do is also to bring it to mental health patients and also people who have physical disabilities.
Yeah.
Can really use touch to heal. Yeah.
So it's like a lay-down hug, right?
Cuddling can be anything. It could be just sitting one next to the other and watching a movie or having a conversation with someone. It doesn't necessarily require touch. Usually it does.
See, for most women, Yoni, you know, an extra 2 minutes of cuddling at the end of another activity is almost more than we can hope for. So a 3 or 4 hour cuddle party, wow, I'm out of my mind.
I gotta say, a lot of people, after the cuddle party, they feel euphoric. They're just floating, and we call that an oxytocin high. And it's amazing. It can last for hours or days.
You know, doctor, so the old theory would be that, you know, you have to go out, and you have to woo someone, you have to take them to dinner, and that's how you get to cuddle. The idea that you have to pay for cuddling sort of is the opposite of like having to go out and work and get to know someone so that you can cuddle with them.
And what does it cost to cuddle?
So hold on. I want to answer Larry's question first. When you go out on a date with someone and try to woo them, usually that will, like I said, touch equals sex, right? So usually that will lead to sex, or at least you think it would. What if you don't want sex? You just want the platonic healing touch. Then it's a little more complicated. So that kind of also answers your question, Pat. Why would people pay for it? It's amazing to find a safe space with someone who can really hold your hold space, not just hold you, hold space for your emotions and what you're going through, and talk with you. It's basically kind of intentional attention just for you. The cuddle parties vary from place to place. It's about $30 and $40.
Oh, that's doable.
Yeah, that's the cuddle party. A cuddle session, which is a one-hour session, changes from practitioner to practitioner. It's about $80 to $100.
Okay.
But that's for an hour.
That's the professional consultant, which, of course, you would be. I'm wondering, Yoni, when you were 6 or 7 years old, did you look up to your mom and say, "Mom, I want to be a professional cuddler when I grow up"?
Ha. I didn't say that, but I got so many cuddles from my parents that I think they instilled it in me.
Well, the world would be a healthier place if everybody had that that same temperament about it. I absolutely agree. Yoni, congratulations on the upcoming party in San Francisco on Friday, and thanks very much for being here with us. I got educated, too.
Thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, you can go to sfcuddles.com and look it up and learn more about it. Thank you so much, Sonoma County, for listening.